Morning. The ambulance is parked outside because Jean was teaching her Sunday school class in the parlor, and all of a sudden she was standing reading, and all of a sudden just fell over backwards and bumped her head on the table in there. Doesn't seem to have bumped her head in any bad way. The EMTs checked her blood pressure. She's sitting in a chair. They asked her for, you know, all of her background information, name, birth date, address, and she knew all that stuff. She's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Not sure. Her blood pressure is a little low, so they're not sure why she fell. So they're continuing to check her out. Pastor Ron is with her. I see one of the EMTs leaving now. So it's for Jean. So let's have a word of prayer, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we lift up Jean unto you, God, and we pray that you would touch her with a healing touch, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Bless Jean and form a hedge of protection around about her, God. Meet all her needs according to her riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And bless any treatments used, Lord. Restore Jean's health unto her. Wrap your arms around her and whisper in her ear that you love her. For this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And Pastor Ron, anything new? Okay. Dehydrated, a little low blood pressure, and she's going to Westmoreland Hospital for observation. Okay, thank you. So, how many of you are enjoying the chilly weather? Yes, me too. Sorry for you who aren't, but it's fun. We've got soup luncheon next week. And, you know, you want to stick around after church for that. That's a lot of fun downstairs. All kinds of soup. Good time. Our crazy Christmas club committee does not meet tomorrow. We'll meet next week. That's all I've really got I can think of on my highlights. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us. We give you thanks for watching over Jean, Lord. We pray that you would continue to bless her. Bless her, Lord. Meet all her needs according to her riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And God, we pray that what we do here today is pleasing to you, life-changing to all of us. We pray, Lord, that you bless us with a heart of flesh. Open us up to receive the word that you have for us today. We pray, God, that you would pour out your spirit upon us and all those who are involved in the service today. May what we do here truly be pleasing to you, life-changing to all of us, and then through us to the world around us. And this being Music Sunday, Lord, we really pray, Lord, that you would bless our musicians, bless them and their ministry. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I offer a warm welcome to all this morning, and especially any visitors. I'm looking out. I'm not seeing any visitors. Katrina, is that your mom? Is she visiting? Anyway, Kyle's mom. A new face. Any visitors, if you would like information about the church, please see anyone that you're sitting next to. Check with Pastor Bruce, me, or any of our ushers. They can give you a packet of information. This is the part of our worship service, our moments of informality, and I and others will just take a few minutes to give you some info about the life and mission of our church. I would ask that you sign the registration pad that you can find in your red folder. They're located in the pews. Please complete that, pass it to others, and then bring it back to the center aisle. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, there are 3x5 index cards in the red folders. Please use those cards, complete it, and there's clear holders at the end of the pew. Put your card in there, and the ushers will bring that forward to Pastor Bruce this morning. Our memory verse for October. Every Sunday we do recite our memory verse. That can be found on your front page, top center of your bulletin. Let's recite it through twice with me now. 1 John 3:18. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3:18. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. We do have a number of announcements, and we will start with Deb or Diane Runser.
Sorry, I forgot.
That's right. There's a brief mention in our bulletin about an event that's going to be here on Thursday down in our gym. It's actually sponsored by the Masonic Lodge. It's a spaghetti dinner, but it is for to benefit the Westmoreland County Food Bank, which is our food bank. We are a part of that. So I'd encourage you to come out. It's from 4 to 7, and it's only $7, and it's all you can eat, and it's always really good. So this Thursday from 4 to 7, and also it says in the bulletin that choir and bells are on Wednesday. It's not. It's normal Thursday. All right, thank you.
Now it's my turn. In 2014, we did an Advent booklet, and by all accounts, people enjoyed it. And we're going to do another one this year, and I would like to personally invite each and every one of you to submit something for that book. All you have to do is give me the piece, and I'll take care of typing it up and formatting and everything, and then the girls in the office will create the booklets. I was thinking, as Pastor was praying earlier, that this would be a good way to reach out to a neighbor or an unchurched friend to help them walk towards Christmas, preparing their heart. So on the clipboard that my able assistant will pass out is a page for you to indicate your interest so I know who to look for. Directly behind the glass in the narthex from where I'm standing is a display. In there is a sheet with full information, contact information for me, some suggestions for what you might be led to include in the booklet. I'd really like to have the problem of too many submissions so that we have to share even more. So please consider it, pray about it, and help us prepare our hearts for Christmas.
Thank you, Diane and Deb. And again, if you do have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask either Diane or Deb for additional information. Just a reminder, next Tuesday, church council meeting, October 23rd at 7 p.m., all committee chairs or your representative, please plan to attend. This is where business of the church is discussed, and votes often have to be determined. Now, all members of the church are invited to church council meeting. It's just you would not have opportunity to vote, but certainly your input and interest is welcome. Also, just to follow up, for the soup luncheon next Sunday, I did notice on the narthex, there's a poster, and there's still some empty lines for some soup needed and some desserts. So yes, certainly prepare your tummies for next Sunday, but we also need some additional soups and desserts. And if you have any questions, please contact Ann Osborne. And just a final reminder, please check your bulletin. We have a lot going on in the life of our church. And now I would ask that you turn your hearts and your mind to our Lord as our worship service begins.
Children of His grace, come and worship.
Please stand for our hymn of praise, number 657.
That's good. Thank you, Charles.
Good morning. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. Ready for the hard one, right? Jesus loves everybody. What a glorious day, right? In a little bit, Pastor Bruce is going to read us from the Gospel of Matthew. And it's a pretty cool gospel. See, Jesus used to teach his disciples by using parables, which is stories. And the Matthew that he's going to be teaching us today is a really cool story. This one is about a rich guy. This guy was so rich that he had more money than Iron Man, Batman, and the Green Arrow put together. See now, he had bags and bags and bags and bags full of all this gold. Now, thanks, buddy. Now, you see, each of us have been given a couple of gold coins, right? Now, in the parable that Jesus was telling, these gold coins are also what is considered talent, spiritual gifts, your gift that God gave to you and what you should use for other people. Now, I'm going to take mine and I'm going to bury them right here in my pocket. But the rest of you, what I want you to do, see Mr. Phil down there? I want you to go show him what you got in your hands and then come back and show me what he does. Now, these coins are chocolate, okay? But the thing of it is I'm going to say it because I didn't say it the last time, and I'm going to say it this time. Do not eat them until after service, okay? Until after service, and then when you have your family's permission to eat them, okay? I didn't say that last service, and I kind of got in trouble, so. There we go. Wow, what'd you guys get?
More?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You guys listened to my words. You followed directions. You went to see Mr. Phil and he gave you more? Well, why didn't I get more? I only got my two. Because I didn't follow directions. Really? Well, not anymore because Pastor Bruce has a whole bag of them. I gave them to him. He's the rich man now. Yeah. Y'all got that right? All right. But see, your gold coins that you have, I gave you two, and that was your talent. And you were supposed to use your talent for the God. And the more that you use your talent, you listen to God's word, you follow God's direction, you do an action with something with your talent, and God blesses you with more so you can bless more people. Now, there's also something that happens in this story that if you don't use your talent, what happens? What happens when you don't use your talents?
You don't use your talents, what you have is taken away from you.
Now I have nothing. Right? Because I didn't listen to God's word, I didn't follow God's actions, and I didn't do something with my talent. So now I have nothing. And you guys got more to bless people. But Pastor Bruce is going to tell us more about that in a little bit. Let's bring it in. An Irish blessing for you. May the sun always warm your face. May your hearts be full of laughter. Your pockets full of gold, but never, ever frogs in your underpants. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, bless these children. They are a blessing to us and to this congregation, this church. It is said that it takes a village to raise a child. Let's raise these children in God's graces and use our talents to raise them up with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God's children says,
Amen.
Amen.
A great big round of applause for our Sunshiners. Great job, kids. Our word of God this morning is from the New Testament. Paul's words in his letter to the Ephesians. We can find that in chapter 5, verses 15 through 20. Hear Paul's words. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all of your heart, always. And for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. This ends Paul's words. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
give you thanks for this opportunity to give back to you the small blessing you have bestowed upon us, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to say that we love you, to be obedient unto you. We pray, God, that you would bless and multiply this offering and use it as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Joys and concerns. Joys. Anybody busting with a joy that they want to share? Indoor plumbing. Thank you. Somebody want to relay that to me? Okay, good news. Praise the Lord, and way to turn the volume up, Stephanie. That's good. Family and friends. Choir. Yes. Our musicians. We are blessed here musically. What's that? Because of Diane. She is the head honcho. For all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils. Joe? Yes, let's pray for Joe and pray for Suzanne
and Misha. Suzanne, did you find a place yet?
No.
Suzanne needs a place to live. So if you, and it has to happen soon. So if you know of a place, please let Suzanne know. Let's pray for our first responders. Let's come against the opioid addiction. Let's come against animal abuse, child abuse. Let's pray for victims of foul weather. We want to pray for Matt and family, for David and Virginia, Chuck and Lori, all battling cancer. Pray for Bonnie, my Bonnie. She's had some tests run. Pray for Hannah and family. Pray for Jean, Michelle, Cheryl. Pray for Cheryl. Back of our bulletin, long list of names. Do not leave it up to the person sitting next to you to do some praying. We are all responsible. We will all be held accountable because we can all pray. We have that right, that privilege, that honor. Unspoken, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. God, thank you for all our blessings. Blessed be your holy name. Forgive us when we take anything for granted. And help us, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to be a blessing to others. Help us, God, to share what gifts you've given us. To share those gifts so that others too will experience the love of Jesus Christ in their lives. And God, we believe, help our unbelief. By faith, God, by faith, lifting up into the light and love of your presence, we pray for our country and our country's leaders, for our church, that we would be all that you want us to be. We pray for first responders, not just here in Irwin, but all over the world. We pray for an end to abuse against animals and children. We pray for the victims of foul weather. Meet all their needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We pray for Matt and family, for those who are battling addiction, for the music ministry here. We pray for David and Virginia, Chuck and Lori, Bonnie, Hannah and family, for Jean, for Joe and Suzanne and Misha, for Michelle and Cheryl, all those names, Lord, on the back of our bulletin, and the unspoken request. God, we believe in the power of prayer. We believe in your holy word. We believe that if you be for us, who can be against us? It is written, the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able to stand and you don't have your arms full, please stand for the reading of the gospel. The gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, beginning with verse 14. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another one bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned, and he settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold came also. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came, and he said, Master, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Grant us understanding, application, and help us to share it with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Well, let those who have ears hear. This is a no-brainer. This is a spiritual principle. Spiritual principle. You know, we have laws of nature. Well, this is laws of spirit. This is a spiritual principle here. In other words, if you do this, then this will happen. If you don't do this, then this will happen. God blesses us with many things, doesn't he? We indeed are a blessed people, all of us. We're blessed with physical abilities, mental, spiritual. We're blessed with possessions and wealth and health and talents. I mean, God gives us all kinds of talents through circumstances and sometimes through our DNA. We have been given gifts. Talents. Some of us do some things better than others. Some people are very athletic. Some people are very strong. Some people are very smart. Some people are quick learners. And then we have some people that are like really slow learners. I'm not picking on you, Ron, okay? Some people are great with other people. They have empathy, discernment, gifts from the Spirit. Some people are blessed with plenty. Some people just know how to multiply things, and so they get a little bit and they turn it into a lot. Well, God gives us these blessings. Everything here is from God. How we do things, what we have, these are the talents that God has poured out upon us. Again, let those who have ears hear. If you use your gifts, your time, your talents, if you use them for God's honor and glory and praise, if you use them to do ministry, if you use them to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you use your talents in order to lead people to Jesus, to tell people about Jesus, then God is going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come and join into your master's happiness. God will bless you with more. The scriptures tell us, seek first the kingdom of God and all this other stuff will be added unto you. That's the spiritual principle. Use what you have, time and money and talents, skills, gifts, use them for God's glory. If, on the other hand, you have these talents and you don't use them for God's glory, then what you have will be taken away from you. You'll lose your joy in that. You'll be separated from God, thrown into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. And right now you're thinking, well, I don't have to do that. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to do that stuff. I want to keep what I got for me. I earned it with my own two hands. I was born this way. That's my business. Hey, it's fine by me. It's not what the Word of God says. These fine folks have got talent with music, and they use it in ministry for God, which is a real blessing. There are those of us who have no talent for music. Right, Ron? Say amen to that. But we do other things. A spiritual principle. God is not going to ask you what kind of car you drove. He's going to ask you, how many people did you give a ride to church? How many people did you help out by taking them to the store or the hospital or to visit? God's not going to ask you what a big fancy house you had. He's going to ask you, how many people did you invite over for dinner? How many people did you give shelter to? God's not going to ask you how well you did in society, in life, and how much money did you earn. He's going to say, how many ministries did you support? Missionaries help out. How many people did you feed and clothe and visit? No brainer, isn't it? God blesses us with talents. We use them for the glory of God. God says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Here's more. Come and join in your master's happiness. God blesses us with talents. We don't use them for the glory of God. God says what you have will be taken away from you, and you'll be thrown into outer darkness. Parable of the talents, Matthew. God loves you, and so do I. Please follow along in your bulletins. We want to recognize and pray for, bless persons leading our music ministries. Dear friends, all of us here are involved in the ministry of music. We are directed numerous times in the Bible to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Some of us need more encouragement than others. That is why we are grateful to those who have responded to the call of God to lead the ministry of music in our church, to direct, to sing, to play instruments, and to dance are ministries of Christ among us. Those called to these ministries need our loyal support and our prayers. We recognize today our Minister of Music, Diane Runzer, the members of the Chancel Choir, the Sunshiners, Temple Chimes, Cathedral Bells, and Laura Wilby, who leads our Saturday night service. Making music to the praise of God in the congregation is a ministry that requires devotion and discipline. Do you accept this responsibility for ministry?
I do.
Will you be faithful to the disciplines of music?
I will.
As members of this congregation, do you promise to ever remember that making a joyful noise to the Lord is an act of devotion in which we all can share? Let's all say this together. We gather today, Lord, to begin another year of serving you. We come with varying gifts, believing that you have created us and called us to the same ministry as David and Levites, using the gifts of which your servant Paul writes to lead your people in praise and to build up one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We lay our gifts at your feet and pray that you will use us. As we sing, remind us of your love for all of your children. Remind us that you have called us to this ministry when we face difficult times, times of fatigue and times of disappointment, times of grief and times of frustration, times of confusion and times of hard work. Times when things go badly, and especially when things go well. Help us to see ourselves as part of your kingdom, and to know that you love us solely because you created us. Help us to love you solely because you are our eternal King. These things we pray in the name of him who loved you, and who loved us, and who gave himself for us. Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the faith expressed by your music live in our hearts, in your heart, in what you believe in your heart. Practice in your life. May God give you grace to offer your music and your life in faithfulness and consecration now and in the world to come. And once again, dear friends, I commend to you these persons. To them has been given the gift to lead in the ministry of music in our church. Will you sustain them with your encouragement and your prayers as together we seek to offer praise to God? Everybody. O Lord our God, bless these ministries of music and those who offer them in your service. Give to these persons love for you and your people, fullness of heart as they praise you, and diligence that their music may be a worthy offering to your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Diane, on behalf of the Stitch in Faith group, we'd like to present you with this prayer quilt. Thank you for all that you do for the church family. We really appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay, we applaud when people, oh, look at this. This is gorgeous. Of course, we saw this first service, but this is absolutely gorgeous. Keep your hands off of it, Fritz. We applaud when people sing, play instruments in church. And we are not just applauding them or thanking them for what they've done for us, for sharing their talents, but we are glorifying God. All of our music ministers, they do it for God's honor and glory and praise. They don't do it to gain any glory for themselves. They sacrifice their time. They work long, hard hours. They put up with Zion. They do it for God's glory. So let's thank them and give God the glory, okay? Now for our hymn of parting, let's stand and turn to number 2153, I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me.
This we ask in Jesus' name, and all God's children said, Amen. Amen.